The army-appointed Egyptian President Adli Mansour has issued a legislation that allows citizens to vote outside their constituencies. This comes after pleas to facilitate the electoral process and to give voters more room to express their views. However, some fear the new move will open the door for the rigging, with voters now possessing the means to appear in as many different districts as they can in the upcoming two-day electoral process.
I think this decision is a cover for the forging of the referendum and any upcoming polls.
A similar controversial move was taken during the era of ousted Egyptian ruler Hosni Mubarak. Following the 2011 People's Revolution and during the era of ousted President Mohamed Morsi, citizens could only practice their voting rights in their respective designated constituencies.
The decisions taken and sought by this interim government represent a clear return to the Mubarak era, maybe even worse.
Observers also fear that the constitutional referendum could be rigged during the vote counting, which has been decided to take place only at main polling stations and not the secondary ones. The developments, or a return to the identical Mubarak era legislation, have forced key political players like the 6th of April Youth Movement to boycott the process, along with the Muslim Brotherhood and their allies. This also as the news is coming out that police stations will be hosting much of the referendum under the pretext of security concerns. Many more political groups could follow suit, having conditioned their participation in the referendum to what they described as guarantees of a fair play. The referendum is part of an army-imposed roadmap that accompanied the overthrow of Morsi last July. The interim government has called on Egyptians to vote in masses so as to give legitimacy to what it calls the June 30 revolution and what the Brotherhood and its allies label a coup. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.